What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
See, we start the show all over again like nothing happened. I'm gonna trim all of that out of the beginning. The people on the playback is never gonna see that. So I'm through the microphone. Hopefully you hear me through the microphone and not the camera mic. So that is very important to me too. So let me make sure that I'm coming through, because I should be coming through the microphone on here. So let me just make sure of that really quick. Yeah, I see the microphone I'm coming through. All right, so we good. So I wanted to talk about Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. So, being from Brooklyn, of course, I am very, very Brooklyn biased. Mike Tyson is from Brooklyn. Mike Tyson from Brownsville, Brooklyn. I know where he's from. I know the area where he's from. Brownsville is one of the worst places you could live in Brooklyn. Brownsville in East New York is very, very, especially back. It's still bad now, believe it or not, but it was really, really bad in his day. He's older, way older than me. So when he was out there, when he was 12, I probably was still in Pampers or something like that. So when he was out there in Brownsville, was crazy. Like, Brownsville used to just be really, really crazy. And him growing up there, I think that's why I understand him a lot mentally, because growing up where he grew up at, and then just being thrusted into, yo, you're gonna be the heavyweight champion. And he ended up being the heavyweight champion. Then you're on top of the world. You're from Brownsville, Brooklyn. And then out of nowhere, you're on top of the world. And, you can do whatever you want. And it's a tough adjustment. And I always said, too, I feel like even a lot of the young NBA players coming into the league, they need some type of counseling, or they need some type of, class to take, because you can't take somebody, especially a high schooler or somebody that's out of college, and they might have been surviving off of, a very, very shoestring budget, and then they got millions of dollars. Because the first thing you're going to do is you're going to celebrate the money. You're going to go, buy jewelry, you're gonna go buy all the crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? So the crazy thing is that then he was on top of the world, then he was the heavyweight champion. And we remember, he was 20. Now 20 is, think how young 20 is. I know when we was 20, we thought we knew everything. You couldn't tell us nothing at 20, but now when you really think back, 20 is a baby, because when you think now, you got 20-year-olds who think they know everything. You try to talk to them, they don't want to listen, and you think how young you are, 20. Now imagine being a heavyweight champion of the world, an undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, where you beating life out of grown men way older than you at 20 years old. So then now you got all this money. Now you got all of this power that comes with the money. You got anything that you want to buy, and you're one of the most recognizable faces in the world. So of course, and you a little off because of your upbringing. Now you got money and power and respect. So everything that could go wrong will go wrong with Mike Tyson, and it did. The Desiree Washington, I never bought into that. I seen this man admit to being molested. I seen this man admit to sniffing wild cocaine. I seen him admit to having all types of STDs. I've seen him admit to the craziest stuff. But one thing he never admitted to is that Indiana Desiree Washington thing. He'll always say, I'm innocent. So for that, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I believe him, because he's admitted to some of the craziest stuff that a man will admit to. That many people have done, but they front. And he's admitted to everything, but he's always said he didn't do that. So I believe him. You know what I'm saying? I really believe him. Because to be a man to admit that you got molested takes a lot, especially a strong macho man like a Mike Tyson. And then he's just like, yo, look, I didn't do all of that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so I remember being asleep. And I woke up in the morning. And this is at a time where you used to get the paper, the Daily News, or the New York Post. And I remember the front page of the paper saying Mike Tyson was, I remember the front page of the paper, Mike Tyson laying on the floor, knocked out. I remember just being in shock. And I was like, who is Buster Douglas? Who is this guy that knocked Mike? He knocked Mike Tyson out. I was like, yo, I just couldn't believe it, because at the end of it all, we just never thought Mike Tyson would ever lose. We never thought Mike Tyson would lose. Like, how could Mike Tyson lose? So we seen him knocked out. So we was like, yo, I can't believe it. And then I remember he had on shades like this. And under the shades, you seen the eye jammy. And this is, I think they fought in Tokyo. So it was a different time zone. So we definitely wasn't going to see it. And I ain't have cable back then. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. I ain't have cable. I ain't have none of that. Like, many of us didn't have cable. So when we saw the replay of the fight, we like, yo. Yo, he whooped Mike out. You know what I'm saying? So I remember that, man, when Mike Tyson lost. I remember just being like, being mad. So after that, he had a couple of fights. Then he went to prison. But before he went to prison, he was set up to fight Evander Holyfield. And I remember them doing like a little press conference. Did y'all know that when the Indiana thing happened, Donald Trump, this was when Mike Tyson used to strictly fight at the Trump Tower. I don't know if y'all know that, but he used to strictly fight in Atlantic City, the Trump Tower, before the Las Vegas thing. And Donald Trump was trying to pay Desiree Washington to drop the charges and everything. Look it up. I'm not, you know, I would never story and make up stuff. Donald Trump was trying to like pay for all the stuff to go away. You know what I'm saying? Look that up. Crazy. That just dawned on me, him being the president and all that. So, yeah. He goes to prison. And I never liked Evander Holyfield. I end up respecting Evander Holyfield after the fact. You know what I'm saying? But I never liked Evander Holyfield. I always thought Evander Holyfield was like a juiced up cruiserweight to me. I always thought he was a juiced up cruiserweight. But later on in life, I had to learn to respect his skill, his talent, and his dedication and his hard work. Then I didn't really like the way his career ended, but I had to definitely respect Evander after a while. So, you know, but let me talk about Roy Jones. We ain't gonna make this the Mike Tyson show. Also, even though, like I said, I watch his podcast faithfully too. Like, he is the only podcast I watch besides everything on my network, because I don't watch nobody else. But I watch Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Facts. I don't watch nobody else, but I do watch that. Because I'm intrigued by his perspective. I'm intrigued by the way he talks. Because Mike Tyson is the only person that'll say a word correctly. He's the only person that'll use a word in its proper context. But for some reason, he still sounds stupid. With all due respect, I ain't, you know, don't swing on me. But he still sound kind of stupid. He still sound dumb. But he used the word right. And you'd be like, I never heard that word. Like, it's a video of him, right? And he says, I might as well talk to you about, get them likes up too, please, get them likes up. He says, I might as well talk about fornicating with you and getting my, you know, sucked, because if I was eloquent with you, you still look at me like I was a scumbag. And I said, eloquent? What is eloquent? I knew what elegant was. I was like, did he mean to say if I was elegant with you? I said, he said eloquent. What is eloquent? I said, yo, he probably meant to say elegant if I was elegant with you. So me, being who I am, I whipped out a dictionary and I looked up eloquent. And I was like, yo, that's a word and he used it correctly. Wow, eloquent. You know what I'm saying? But Mike Tyson is very, very intelligent. You know, and it's shocking because you wouldn't expect somebody stereotypically to be that big of a brute of a man that just punches people in the face to use big words and use them correctly. So Roy Jones Jr. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I never liked Roy Jones. I don't know why I never liked Roy Jones. Roy Jones could fight. He was always a good fighter. I think Roy Jones was at somebody in his career where he didn't have any competition. He was at a point in his life where he was the only one in his division and it was nobody to fight. So that's why he got bored and started moving up and all that. I liked him and James Toney, another boxer who I really, really like. Him and Bernard Hopkins, Montel Griffin, he got robbed. He fought Virgil Hill, I believe, and he hit him with a body shot. And he knocked him out, but I don't know what it is. And it's not fair because he was a good fighter. But I never liked Roy Jones. I don't know why. I think he was Mayweather before Mayweather because he didn't really knock a lot of people out. And I think Mike Tyson spoiled us because we wanted to see everybody get knocked out. So he was a very defensive fighter, offensive to a certain extent, but I think he had brittle hands. Like Mayweather. So he never used to really try to knock people out because he had brittle hands. But so I never really liked Roy Jones. And I remember when he fought Antonio Tarver, and it seemed like he was ducking Tarver for a long time. You know what I'm saying? He was ducking Tarver for a long time, and then Tarver knocked him out. And sadly, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to keep it real with y'all, right? Sadly, as black people, black men, we have an issue with arrogant and cocky black men. And that's messed up. So again, you know, me not liking Roy Jones was wrong because he was great at what he did. But we were taught to hate arrogant and cocky black men and women when it's our people. We were taught to dislike them. And then once they get humbled or something happened to them, then we kind of like have this feel sorry for them thing and start liking them. So unfortunately, me being caught up in that BS, stupidity, I didn't like Roy Jones until he got knocked out by Tarver because he got humbled. And that's, when you really, really think about it, that's messed up, because when you good, you train, you eat correctly, you don't drink, you don't smoke, and you live in a righteous life, and you're good at what you do, if you're arrogant about your skill, you have a right to be. But for us, we're conditioned to not like our own people when they're arrogant about their skill. And that's messed up. You know what I'm saying? So looking back now, being, you know, mature or wiser and having a better knowledge of myself and my people, that's kind of messed up. So when he got knocked out by Tarver, I started liking him. Then he got knocked out by Glenn Johnson. Now, the issue that I have with Roy Jones knockouts is that he got knocked out cold. Like, he got knocked out cold. Like, on the ground for like 15 minutes type knocked out. So that kind of scared me after a while. And then he just wouldn't stop boxing. Mike Tyson, as you can see, started getting whipped out too. He started, you know, started losing too. But he gave it up in 2005. Roy Jones just stopped fighting in 2018, which was 2 years ago. So Roy Jones technically never really stopped fighting. And then it must be, you must really love boxing to be fighting in front of 20, 25,000 people, to be fighting in arenas that might hold like 4,000 people. Because I've seen some Roy Jones fights. I'm like, wow, this looked like the beginning of his career. So here we are today. You can look at their record. It's on the screen. Mike Tyson is 54. Roy Jones is 51. I hope I look that good in my 50s. This is not a current picture of them. You know the current pictures of them, but this was a picture that was out there that I decided to use. But look at how many fights they had. Roy Jones had 75 fights. Whew, that's a lot of fights. 66 wins, 47 knockouts, 9 losses, and some of them 9 losses, he really, really got like knocked out cold. No contest is 0. He's 5'11", which was kind of surprising to me. I didn't really realize he was that, well, that's not really tall, but Mike Tyson, you know, we'll go through his stats. 74-inch reach. Mike Tyson's 54. 3 years older than Roy Jones. I never realized they were pairs like that. 58 fights, 50 wins, 44 knockouts, 6 losses. The most memorable losses on his record would be Lennox Lewis, Buster Douglas, and Evander Holyfield twice. The other 2 losses was by complete bums. Truthfully, like Mike Tyson was over the hill, shouldn't have been fighting. I think he lost to somebody named Kevin McBride and then some other dude. He probably just shouldn't have been fighting. You can see that he was just fighting for the money. Wasn't into it, wasn't training, you know, just in it for the money. He didn't know what else to do. And he just shouldn't have been fighting. But he gave it up 15 years ago. And then he went up to 300 pounds. He was way out of shape. The super chat is open too, by the way, if y'all want to send something in, you know, just to let y'all know that. He went up to 300 pounds. He didn't look like the invincible Mike Tyson that we grew up with. Watching, he was overweight, but he looked like he was in the midst of discovering himself. And you got to remember, in his defense, like even Roy, like they were trained to fight, like since children, they were fighters. Mike Tyson was fighting at 12, you know, 15, fighting grown men. Custom Auto had him, you know, sparring grown men. The videos is out there on YouTube. Roy Jones was trained by his father, Roy Jones Sr. And, Mike Tyson, we seen him. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Every now and again, I don't know about y'all. Every now and again, I go and I watch old Mike Tyson interviews. I don't know why, because he used to just be so raw. He used to just be so not giving a you know what. Mike ain't care, boy. Mike would say whatever was on his mind and just go in them interviews. Remember, he was like, see, they got me on the Zoloft thing, but that's only to stop me from killing you. I was like, yo, dude is just raw and don't care. And you know what's funny, right? Picture this scenario. You dealing with a female. You don't deal with her no more. But you call her. And her new man gets on the phone. And you like, let me talk to such and such. And he, and her new man is Mike Tyson, but you don't know him. And you just hear the voice. You just hear the voice. You hear the slight accent because he grew up around, you know, the white people. And you hear the lisp. And you like, yo, let me talk to such and such. And he like, well, she doesn't want to talk to you or whatever. However the way he talks. And you like, yo, you a sucker. Yo, imagine that. Imagine that. And you like, yo, homie, I will come over there and break your jaw. Because you're going by the voice. And you're going by the little lisp. And you're going all of that, right? And then you get over there and this guy walks out looking like that. So you like, I'm out. You can have it. But Mike Tyson, I always used to think about that, like his voice and how he sound. You could really sleep on him. But I think I'm really happy for him because the way he turned his life around, being a drug addict, just being out of control, going to prison, and just changing his whole life. And just hearing him speak. And, you know, it takes a lot to be clean. It takes a lot to not be off of, you say you pulling out the burner. See, I ain't want to go there. And just see him rebuild his life is really, really, something that we don't see, because the Mike Tyson story only really ends one way. And he defeated the odds where it seemed like with the right people around him now, always the right woman in your life, it seemed like he took his life back. It seemed like he took his story back. And he's, you know, in the right path now. And when you love something, he was trained his whole life to be a fighter. He's going to fight. He. I don't think he liked the way he went out. I don't think he liked the way the last image of him was. And this man was once called the baddest man on the planet. Like, I seen Mike Tyson, they showed the training videos. Yo, I'm scared and I'm watching it. I'm like, yo, how you 54 and still hit hard like that? How you 54 and still fast like that? We not sleeping on Roy Jones. Don't get it twisted. Roy Jones has never been a slouch in that ring. But towards the end of Roy Jones' career, yo, the way he was getting knocked out is very scary. Very scary, very scary. I'm afraid for his health. And I'm saying, I got my money on Mike Tyson because I'm scared for Roy Jones' health. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm scared because, it's September 12th, I believe, the fight. It's on Triller. And I think that app Triller is the app where a lot of people be shooting music videos. I wonder if that's the same thing. It could be. They're going to have on headgear. But I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if that's going to help. I guess it's going to soften the blows a little bit, depending on what size gloves they have, depending on the size of the ring. It's only an 8-round exhibition. But Mike Tyson looks scary, man. He looks scary. And another thing that I wanted to address too, when it comes to Mike Tyson, and he has a right to speak about him because he was a part of his life. But it seemed like every time you see Teddy Atlas and he opened his mouth, he always kind of like, always kind of like hating. Like, yo, you don't like Mike Tyson. y'all had issues. I seen Mike Tyson apologize to him and everything. They probably still need to sit down and have a conversation. But Teddy Atlas seemed like he just been bitter at Mike Tyson for like, mad, like how long has been, bro? Every time you open your mouth in reference to Mike Tyson, you always got something negative to say. Like, yo, that's, come on, man. Come on, man, chill. Chill. Like, I like Teddy Atlas' boxing knowledge, but your claim to fame is Mike Tyson. I mean, you have Michael Mora, who got knocked out by George Foreman. And you had the other, Timothy Bradley, who didn't really beat Pacquiao, but they gave him the fight. And it's just like, yo, I'm just tired of just every time you got all this great boxing knowledge, but every time you say something in reference to Mike Tyson, it's always, yo, it's always hate. I'm not feeling that. One mistake Mike Tyson made in his career, well, one of the many, but I didn't like when he got rid of Kevin Rooney. I didn't like that. And he explained why he got rid of Kevin Rooney. I think Kevin Rooney said something about Robin Givens. But I didn't like when he got rid of Kevin Rooney. I thought Kevin Rooney had him physically and very mentally sound as a fighter. Kevin Rooney was last of the Mohicans of the Customato camp, as well as Teddy Atlas. But when he got rid of Kevin Rooney, I remember Kevin Rooney used to yell out these numbers. 5, 6, and the numbers were punches. And man, I remember, yo, I used to love Kevin Rooney and Mike Tyson, man. I used to love Kevin Rooney and Mike Tyson. But Roy Jones could fight. I'm interested, Mike Tyson said he got rid of Kevin Rooney because Kevin Rooney said something about Robin Givens. It's an interview. I'm telling you, I watch everything Mike Tyson. I have. I even watched the Mike Tyson Mysteries, the cartoon, if y'all never saw that. When he said chupacabra, he tried to say that word. Oh, man. I would love a Mike Tyson interview, too. But, all right. So, Roy Jones could fight. Let's not front like Roy Jones can't fight. Let's not front like Roy Jones. You know, when you're a boxer, you know, you always got a chance. You always got a shot. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going front on Roy Jones like he's a bum. You know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't world class. Like he wasn't pound for pound the best fighter at one point. Roy Jones was pound for pound the best fighter in the world. That's facts. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who say otherwise, you fronting. My favorite fighters has always been like Roy Jones, Pernell Whitaker. I really liked, I like James Toney a lot too. I like James Toney. I like Bernard Hopkins. The new boxers, I'm not really, and see, this is what's crazy, right? We're hyped about a Mike Tyson, Roy Jones fight because the new boxers don't do it for us. That's why we're hyped. It's the same thing like when we think about music, we tend to deal with the nostalgia artists because the new artists don't really do it for us like that. We find a little speckle of greatness in a new artist, but most of the time it's the older artists that we love. I never liked Felix Trinidad. Never. I never liked Felix Trinidad. I was more of a Antonio Vargas type dude. Sugar Ray Leonard's before my time. I don't go back to Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard was before my time. I did like Marvin Hagler though, but Sugar Ray Leonard was Prince Nassim was a bum. I thought Prince Nassim was a bum. How you gonna give you a bet that Tyson will dump him in three rounds? I'm betting on Tyson. You know what I'm saying? John Ruiz was a bum heavyweight champion, though. Don't front. He was a bum. I Mike Tyson made me like knockout punches. I used to really, really like people. I used to like knockout punches. And Pernell Whitaker made me like defensive fight. And Pernell Whitaker beat Julio Cesar Chavez too. Man, you know what I didn't like, man? I used to think that they was... Julio Cesar Chavez, salute to him. I'm not being disrespectful, but he had a padded record. He fought a lot of people in Mexico that was like professional beer drinkers and bus boys and stuff like that. And he had this big padded record. And I thought he lost. He definitely lost to Meldrick Taylor. Richard Steele stopped the fight. And he definitely lost to Sweet Pea, man. He definitely lost to Sweet Pea. I was mad at when they was just rooting for Chavez. And then Chavez lost to Frankie Randall. I never liked Chavez neither. Never liked Chavez. I liked Antonio Barrera. I liked Fernando Vargas. I said Antonio Vargas. I meant Fernando Vargas. I like Fernando Vargas. Fernando Vargas just didn't win big fights. But I like Fernando Vargas. I like Fernando Vargas a lot because he was mean. I don't know. I never, ever, ever liked Oscar De La Hoya. Ever. Ever. I never liked Oscar De La Hoya. Yeah, Frankie Randall dropped him. That was the first time he went down. I never liked Oscar De La Hoya. Even though Tito Trinidad didn't really... We can't really say he beat De La Hoya like that. But they gave Tito the fight. But I never liked Oscar De La Hoya. I never liked Oscar De La Hoya. Zab Judah. I don't want to talk about Zab Judah. I like Zab, but I thought Zab never really took boxing serious. I thought Zab was too caught up in the hype. He was too caught up into being a celebrity, and he never really took boxing serious. Listen, Oscar could fight, but I never liked, I just never liked Oscar De La Hoya. And then when he came out with the lipstick and the lace and all that, I was like, yeah, it was, I'm glad I didn't like you. Because this dude had on lipstick, he had on stockings and sniffing coke, and yeah. I'm glad I did not like Oscar De La Hoya. Adrian Broner, bum. Can fight, but come on, man. I never liked Prince Nassim either. Prince Nassim had a lot of showmanship. Prince Nassim had... He had some cannons in them gloves, though. I did like... He whipped Kevin Kelly out, though. I saw that fight. He whipped Kelly. Y'all be surprised, man. I know my boxing. I just don't really talk about boxing too much, but I know my boxing. I watched a lot of fights. I like Eric Morales too. I like Eric Morales. And a lot of people dislike Mayweather. And I think it's because of what I said about Roy Jones, because Mayweather always had a lot of confidence in his skill. But he's not a knockout puncher. And Mike Tyson had the same bravado. Mike Tyson had the same mouth and would talk the same stuff. But he would knock people out. And Mayweather talked some of the same stuff without the craziness, but he won all his fights. He won all his fights. I remember Ricky Hatton whipped out Costa Zhu, who whipped out Zab Judah. I remember Zab Judah did that. I never forget that. But Ricky Hatton beat, he beat Costa Zhu into retirement. Because Costa Zhu was knocking people out too. So he beat Costa Zhu into retirement. And I thought Ricky Hatton was very dangerous. And Zab whipped him out easy. I mean, not Zab, Floyd Mayweather. Zab, well, speaking of Zab, Floyd Mayweather and Zab fight was kind of close for a little while. It was close. It was close. And then, you know, Mayweather, man, whether we liked him or not, he got skill, man. He got skill. He got a lot of skill, man. Shane Mosley stunned Mayweather. Shane Mosley I like Shane Mosley too, but then he ran into Vernon Forrest. Vernon Forrest, rest in peace. And then Vernon Forrest ran into my yoga. That's what Zab's. I watch Brian Kenny and Floyd Mayweather interview like once a month too. But the heavyweight division, I don't like Anthony Joshua at all. I don't like Tyson Fury at all. I like Wilder. I just think Wilder needs to, he just needs to improve. No, Mosley ran into Vernon Forrest, just like Bernard Hopkins ran into Jermaine Taylor. But I never liked Lennox Lewis either. All right, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm apologize in advance. I apologize in advance. When I was younger, I never liked black men who spoke with an English accent. I didn't understand that our people was there growing up. Growing up when I was little, I always thought that England and those European countries was responsible for slavery. So even though we speak English, I used to always get mad at black men who spoke with an accent. So I used to be like, why are they talking like them? I didn't get it. I didn't understand. I didn't know that it was so many, you know, Nigerians there and so many of us, you know, even West Indians and in London. But I didn't understand back then. So when Lennox Lewis used to talk, I used to just be like, yo, why are you talking like them? Why are you talking like, I didn't get it. Now I understand. So shout out to all my people in the UK, London, all around. But back then I used to just hate Lennox Lewis because of the way he talked. You know what I'm saying? Facts. I just didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? But Mike Tyson, man, what a comeback story. Win, lose, or draw. It's still a great story. Some people were saying he should be fighting Shannon Briggs. I didn't, I don't agree with that. Yo, I've never been to a boxing match. I've been to amateur fights. Because, you know, in the amateurs, people get knocked out. Like, it'd be one round. They just going, sometimes the amateurs, it ain't no skill. It's just all swinging. But, yeah. So let's do a quick what we thinking. We got 149 people in here. We pretty light today. It's still early in the afternoon. And this is audio is actually being used on the podcast today that's going out. So that's why I was so crazy about this audio. This audio has to be well because I'm using this to go on iTunes and Spotify and all that other stuff. So how we calling this? We going for Jones or Mike Tyson? Now, I know we love Mike Tyson, but let's keep it real. So what are we thinking? Give me a number, number one. Let me shock y'all. Give me a number one if you're going for Jones. Give me a number two if you're going for Tyson. So number one, put number one in the chat if you're going for Jones. Put number two if you're going for Tyson. Let me see what's going on here. I see some people saying they got their money on Roy Jones. Interesting. Very interesting. So what y'all thinking? Remember, number one for Jones. Number two for Tyson. Put the numbers in the chat room. What y'all thinking? You said Jones will stop him in the later rounds. There's only eight rounds. There's only eight rounds. It's not even a long fight. I'm seeing some ones. I'm seeing some Joneses in there. We getting the twos. The twos is going up. Somebody said, I seen Rockman not was legendary. No. Evander Holyfield headbutt was legendary. The Cash App is $DoggyDiamonds2. The Super Chat is open. $DoggyDiamonds is the Cash App for anybody who's looking to send a donation in or whatever. Cash App. $DoggyDiamonds. So basically, the consensus is that Mike Tyson is going to win. So my next question to y'all before I go, depending on how this fight goes, do y'all think they should continue fighting or should they just do an exhibition and just call it quits? Or should they do a series of exhibitions? Or should they, you know, somebody said Mike Tyson don't know how to exhibition. Word, right? He's just like, ding, 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 fight. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? But do y'all think they should continue fighting? Or should they just do an exhibition or two and just get out? What do y'all think? Because, like I said, man, I'm scared of Roy Jones the way I seen him get knocked out. Like, Mike Tyson has been knocked out, I guess, but he's gotten up. But Roy Jones has been knocked out cold. Glenn Johnson, if I'm talking about knocked out cold. I don't want to see him fight Shannon Briggs. I don't do nothing for me. Shout out to Shannon Briggs, but I don't do nothing for me. I would like to see, for some reason, I would like to see Tyson Holyfield again, even though Roy Jones said he'll come out of retirement and really fight Bernard Hopkins. I don't think him and Bernard Hopkins really like each other. Like I don't think they really don't like each other. So this is going to be on iTunes and Spotify. So make sure y'all subscribe. All the links to everything I do is in the description boxes of everything. So make sure y'all support. Remember, I got to cut the beginning of this show. I got to trim the beginning of the show because it's apparently some basketball noise was playing. But that was my fault because I had stuff running and I didn't hear it in the headphones. And if I had to turn these headphones up, I would have heard it, but whatever. So, shout out to y'all, man. James Toney versus, all right, look, James Toney could fight, but I don't like the way James Toney is talking. James Toney need to chill, seriously. James Toney, nah. If y'all listen to James Toney talk, nah. Nah. Nope. I don't like the way James Toney is talking. I don't like the way Riddick Bowe is talking. I don't like it. So I don't want to see James Toney fight nobody. Roy Jones still has his wit, even though he's been viciously knocked out. Mike Tyson still has his wit, even though some people might think he don't have any wit, period. But James Toney, nah, I don't want to see James Toney fight. Seriously. I do not want to see him fight. Nah. And he's a very skilled fighter. Very skilled fighter. But I don't want to see James Toney fight. I think he need to just, you know, chill. You know, Riddick Bowe, nah. Nope. I don't want to see Riddick Bowe fight. Nah. I seen Leon Spinks talk one day, and I was like, nah. Tyson versus McGregor, whatever. Yeah, so yo, yeah, I'm about to get up out of here, man. I'm going to come back later on with some other topics to talk about. I just wanted to talk to y'all about boxing really quick. I never really cover boxing or sports or anything like that. Yeah. Brooklyn. Tyson Fury versus Mike Tyson. Nah. Tyson Fury is a big dude. I don't think y'all realize, because Deontay Wilder is tall, and he's taller than him. So he's almost like fighting a 7-footer. I never bet against Mike Tyson, though, ever in life, but nah. Nope. Ain't gonna happen. So, yo, you know, with that, man, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Let me get my stuff together. You see this chair behind... Oh, the sun is... I can't do that. I gotta fix the thing. But, yeah, no, I love boxing, man. I know a lot about boxing. I just don't talk about sports too much. Let me tell you why I don't really talk about sports too much. I don't talk about sports too much because I think sports... I don't like the way athletes are treated, even though they make good money. Let's not get it twisted. They make good money, but they're not allowed to speak about anything outside of the sport. You know, they can't rap. You know, everything they do is always under the microscope based off the team. So when this team pays them or they under contract, they can't say anything about anything. You know, and I really don't like that. I guess if you paid me $40 million to play basketball, when I'm on the court, I'm going to be a professional. But when I'm off the court, I have a right to say about anything that I see in society. And it's like, now we're at a point where we see, you know, they try to put on shirts and all that. I can't breathe and all that. But these team owners don't want them saying nothing. They don't want them, you know, and I never liked that about sports. I never liked that. And also, you know, an athlete is an athlete. I don't expect them to be role models or anything like that. Like, I think Michael Jordan gets a lot of flack, and we don't know what Michael Jordan, we don't know what he donates to. We don't know what he gives money to. You know, many people do anonymous donations. A lot of people do stuff that we don't know about. So, you know, the way people was always always hard on Michael Jordan, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to talk about no Buster Douglas. Buster Douglas had a good night. That was it. Great. No, he had a great night. Great night. And that was about it. He ain't never do nothing else. Hopefully he has his health. Hopefully his diabetes is in order. You know that. Hopefully everything is good with him. Speaking of diabetes, get well soon to Biz Markie, the legendary Biz Markie. I'm hearing that he's in the hospital with diabetic complications. So shout out to Biz Markie, somebody I met when I was 15 years old. So you know, shout out to Biz Markie. And yeah, man, shout out to y'all, man. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the bell for all notifications when I'm going live. You got to hit that bell, because as you can see, YouTube is, I don't even want to get into it, you know. Yeah, they got it out for me, but they ain't gonna stop me. I'm still gonna keep going, you know what I'm saying? But NPR Chicago did a show on Michael Jordan not giving back to Chicago. But my thing is, what is giving back? And people keep saying Michael Jordan owns prisons and stocks, but that has not been proven. It's just what people say. And at the end of the day, when you a businessman, you own business, like, yo, I don't have the right to tell somebody what business they should be invested in. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the right to say, you know, this person has, you know, don't invest in this and don't invest in that. Don't invest in sugar because it gives people diabetes. You know, I don't have that right, you know, because this, I'm telling you, man, one day I'm going to do a show on this and I'm getting a little tired of it because I'm starting to see it a lot. And more I'm starting to see it. And it's from us. All we do is bash our people. All we do. I see a lot of people on YouTube. Their whole YouTube platform is about bashing our people. Everything we do is under the microscope. We don't talk about the good that none of our people do. We just bash our people for everything. And me personally, I'm getting tired of these other people looking at us, and all we do is talk bad about our people too. We're going to have to start lifting more people up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to start lifting people up because all we do is talk about how bad we are. We this, we that, and we doing it for these YouTube pennies. And I'm like, yo, I don't see nobody bigging up our people and saying that our people is great in any way. And I'm getting tired of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting tired of it. I don't see nobody really, you know, talking about the young children that's, you know, doing well, the young ladies that got all these scholarships, the young doctors, the young judges. We don't hear none of that. All we hear is how bad we are, and I'm tired of y'all, and this is it, and then that. You know, I'm like, yo, nah, come on, man. And because when the minute you talk about them other people, they Nick Cannon you. So that's what I'm getting tired of, man. I'm getting real tired of it. Yeah, we know our people is twisted. Yeah, we know our people got issues. But come on, man. When we going to start talking about the greatness of each other? It's like we don't have no great people. No matter who comes into the forefront of us, of us, we knock them down. We tear them down. No matter who it is. And I'm just getting tired of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real with you. I'm getting real tired of it. But, yeah, I don't know if this thing's froze or not. I thought it froze. But, yeah, man, I'm Doggy Diamonds, man. I'm about to get up out of here. But, yeah, man, I'm getting tired of it, man. I'm getting tired of it because people are making whole platforms off of bashing black people. And it's black people doing it. And then we trying to act like we need to, you know, We need to fix ourselves, but you know what, man is without flaws. You know what I'm saying? Was that without flaws? Like I don't have time. I mean, I give people a platform to speak on injustices that happen to them, but I don't have time to have no 20-year feud with nobody, no 10-year feud for nobody. I don't make videos about people. You know, I don't wake up with no man on my mind, truthfully. You know what I'm saying? I don't wake up with no man on my mind. I don't wake up thinking about no man. If you're on social media and I don't like what you do, I don't watch you. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you said. People bring it to my attention. I don't care. Period. Nobody is my savior. I don't look for anybody to be my savior. I don't look for... It's enough is enough, man. Seriously. Enough is enough. And it's just getting out of hand. It's like... You know, the whole thing is, are you retarded or something like that? I didn't say Nick Cannon didn't say we was great. I said, if you say certain things about certain people, they Nick Cannon you. Do you not understand? That's another problem with y'all. Y'all so emotional. Y'all don't listen. Nick Cannon said something about a certain demographic of people and they shut him down. That's what I'm saying. But nobody's going to shut us down for talking about us. That's what I'm talking about. Pay attention and anyway, I'm not even gonna go there because some of y'all ain't never gonna get it because y'all don't listen, y'all don't study, y'all don't read, y'all talk too much. You know what I'm saying? I plainly, clearly said that. I know I speak clear. Period. I do not mispronounce words. I speak clear. You understand me? I said, if you talk about other people, they'll nick cannon you. So it's easy for us to just talk about us because nobody cares about us. You're not going to get shut down. You're not going to get kicked off of YouTube. They're not going to do all of that. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. Anyway, I got some promo to do. Also, this will be on iTunes and Spotify too. So let me get to work on that. You want to be disrespectful and call me stuff. Okay, cool. So you know what? Here we go. So now you could just be a hater. Because what happens is when you talk crazy, I just get you out of here. And then you be Mr. Thumbs Down Man. And you be Mr. Yo, you know it's funny, right? When I get rid of people, they'll find me. This is what I'm talking about, right? When people be disrespectful, right? I'll get them out of here, right? And then they'll look for me on Twitter and DM me on Twitter and at reply me. And then I'll get rid of them. And then they'll find me on Instagram. They'll do all types of stuff. All right, let me make the Nick Cannon part plain as day for the people with slow gases, because I know some of y'all, you know, again, y'all don't have listening skills or comprehension. The point I'm making is that when you attempt to speak out against other people like Nick Cannon did and big up our greatness, they get rid of you. That's why I said you get Nick Cannoned, right? So what we do instead of talking crazy about them and bigging us up, we just diss each other. Understand that? Do you understand me now? Nick Cannon was attempting to say good things about us and expose them. And then when he did that, they got rid of him. Okay? Thank you. I don't, you know. Anyway, let me go, man. Let me go. Because it's getting hot. I got to cut this air conditioner on. New York City is very, very hot. So boxing, I'm going with Mike Tyson. I salute y'all. Thank y'all for joining me in the chat. Thank y'all for being here with me today. I'll try to come back on later. I got to just do this commercial really quick for this chair that I'm sitting in. I have these chair people who sent me something. It is what it is, man. I am out of here, man. I will holler at y'all later on, man, if I sit on here and go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm out of here. I will holler at y'all later on. Peace, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.